Tom.
Tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? I want to feel it. So bad. I ask my family doctor just what I have. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. You better call me a doctor.
To get well live. This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. This is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio. It's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can send me an email. We're going to kick it off with Christina. Hi, Christina. Welcome to the show,
Hi,
darling.
Hi there. Oh, I'm going to have to start listening to you every night. I was calling you about something specific, and listening to the others, I realize I don't know enough. But
that's
I do
okay.
have diabetes,
okay.
And my question was this, and then I'll add that I've got more difficulties than I thought.
Okay.
You know, I have always heard that if you don't eat, that your blood sugar drops. Well,
that's right.
But in the morning, if I take my blood sugar at 5, it's usually between 101 and 119. But if I wait till 7 or 7:30, it's on up there by 128, 139. I mean, what is happening? I don't understand it because I haven't eaten.
Right.
I didn't eat anything between 5 and 7, but if I don't take my blood sugar earlier, it's higher. What's going on? Do you know?
What happens? Yeah, absolutely. What happens is over a period of time when you wake up in the morning,
yeah.
cortisol levels are supposed to be at their highest in the morning. Now, cortisol is a stress hormone.
C-O-R-T-I-S-O-L.
Yes, cortisol is it's a stress hormone, and
stress.
It's secreted by the adrenal glands. And uh-huh. the adrenal glands are the body's stress glands. And when that happens, then a couple things. Let me tell you the normal pattern. First thing, you wake up in the morning, cortisol levels are supposed to be very high.
Uh-huh.
And when you wake up in the morning and they're high, it can affect blood sugar levels. As it affects blood sugar levels, it can cause you to feel a certain way. It can cause you to the blood sugar to actually change. So that's why when you first wake up, if your body's in a fatigued state, then your cortisol levels can be a little bit lower. If they're a little bit lower, your blood sugar is going to be a little bit lower. Once cortisol kicks in a little bit, though, it makes your blood sugar kind of go haywire a little. And that's why it begins to increase, even though you haven't had any food. And that's why breakfast is so important. That's why they call it breakfast. Break fast is the word. It's because you're breaking a fast of being in a sleeping state. See, when you're sleeping, your body is still utilizing glucose, which is blood sugar, and it's still utilizing some of the food and nutrition that you've had from the day before. But once you start winding down into that 6 to 8 hours of sleep, then the body's cortisol levels kick in, makes you more hungry. And, of course, then the blood sugar levels begin to change. And if you're dealing with diabetes, then you're going to be playing, you know, you're one of those things that you want to eat first. As soon as you wake up, you need to be putting food in your body. Everybody really does. But when you're dealing with diabetes, it's something that you really need to do is to get up and get that meal in. Now, your meals don't need to have a lot of carbohydrates in the morning. You've got to keep it simple. So a good meal or breakfast for you in the morning to keep your blood sugar stabilized is you want to have equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs. So eggs would be great in the morning, of course. And that's the whole egg, not just egg whites, not egg beaters, but the real thing. So 2 to 3 organic eggs in the morning, cooked in coconut oil or butter. And then your carbohydrates, you could do a bowl of fresh berries like strawberries or blueberries, raspberries, something like that would be great. And not toast and not potatoes and not oatmeal. You want to stay away from all those things that are going to affect your blood sugar in a negative way. And then you want to get good healthy fats in the morning. Now, if you eat the eggs, you'll get great fats out of the egg yolks. And, of course, if you're using coconut oil to cook with or butter, that's going to be really good fat as well. Fat does a couple of things. It slows down the digestive process of your food so it doesn't go in and out of your body so quickly. It takes its time so you can utilize the proteins and the fats and all that kind of thing. So it's important to be able to do that. Now, the other thing, too, with diabetes, you want to start using some things with your meals that will help regulate blood sugar. One is alpha-lipoic acid. It's an antioxidant that works very well. But then they also have some minerals that work well. Vanadium is really important. Also, chromium picolinate is great. And manganese. All three of those can be taken along with the alpha-lipoic acid with your meals to help regulate blood sugar and really get the body more stabilized, especially your pancreas, which is where the blood sugar is secreted in the first place, and get it where it needs to be. So those are a couple of places to start. Now, I do encourage you to exercise, because in diabetes, exercise plays a big role. And a lot of people really don't exercise the way they need to when they're struggling with diabetes. And getting that in place, getting it in order, one of the best things that you can do to get your health back where it needs to be. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Our health challenges are something we deal with every single day. And most of them, 80% of them, are diet and lifestyle related. That means if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you could lifestyle your way out and get well. It's true. The body changes every single day. So are you willing to change with it? Are you willing to make the kind of choices and the kind of changes that you need to make in order to get well? Well, that's something that you have to decide, and it's something that you have to look into and want to do. And that's why the subtitle of my book, Empowering Your Health, has always been, Do You Want to Get Well? Because if you do, if you're willing to do whatever it takes, no matter how hard it might be, then your body can get well. And that's the choice you have to make. Because the choices, the things that we do, the choices, the lifestyle choices we make every day matter. The foods that we eat, the water that we drink, getting half our body weight in ounces of pure, non-chlorinated water daily, the exercise that we get or don't get, the rest that we get, making sure that we get to bed before midnight, knowing that every minute of sleep before midnight is worth 4 minutes after midnight. That plays a big role. So monitoring stress levels, managing our stress, managing our health, all play key roles in getting our bodies where they need to be. So what are you doing with your health? Have you made some changes? Or are you just sitting back hoping that you don't get sick? Or hoping that you don't get something that might be coming down the pipeline genetically? Or thinking that you're going to get something that grandma or grandpa had. It's not true. Genetics play about 15 to 20% of the overall equation. Remember that. So our lifestyle choices play the biggest role in our health. And the good news is we're in control of that. So no one else can take responsibility for your health but you. And so what kind of choices are you making today? Because the choices you can and will to make today will determine the health that you're going to have tomorrow. 888-283-7272. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Now let's go to Kathy. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir, Dr. Ava. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course, Kathy. What's up?
I said,
of course. What's going on?
I want to say I think you're a godsend, and I wish there was one of you standing on every corner.
Well, thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Kathy. What's going to be your question tonight?
All right, sir. I have a son-in-law who's had a couple of bouts of the MRSA infection.
MRSA infection. I tell you what, we're going to go into this break. Hang tight. And we're going to talk about MRSA. We'll get into the details about what's been going on and come up with a great solution. MRSA is something that a lot of people struggle with. And it's something that affects our immune system in a major way, but there's a way to get out of it. And we'll talk about that, get into the question when we come out of this break. So hang tight.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. store, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The Live
lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. Check us out on the web, getwellradio.com. Let's kick it off with Victor. Hi, Victor. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How can I help, man?
I have a plantar fasciitis, and I've been to a podiatrist, and I've had the injections in my foot. I've been on two different types of antibiotics, and at one time it was close to clearing up. It almost went away, and now it's going in reverse back to the extreme pain that I had before. Is there anything else that I can be doing? I've done the stretches with the calves, holding my foot on the bottle that's frozen. I've done all of that. Is there anything else that I could do to help relieve my symptoms?
Yeah, there's a lot you can do. Plantar fasciitis, a lot of times, you know, we do all the physical therapy and the stretches and all that, and even the anti-inflammatories. And many times we think that's going to get rid of it. And the most conditions in the body are broken down in about three different areas. Mental, that's your brain chemistry, neurotransmitters, subconscious mind, and then the chemical side, which is your physiology of the body. You can also include things like nutritional deficiencies. And then you've got the structural side, which when you get plantar fasciitis, is that fascia in the arch of the foot. And a lot of times we go right after that, thinking that it's just more, almost like a just inflamed, that it's got inflammation in there. We'll try to stretch it, ice it, get the anti-inflammatories going on the structural side. And a lot of times it's not really what the trigger is in the first place. When the body's under a lot of stress, especially if it's any kind of emotional stress, a mental stress, then we lose a lot of the B vitamins. Now, one of the big ones is vitamin B5, called pantothen or pantothenic acid. And when you get low in pantothen or pantothenic acid, when that happens, a couple of issues kind of arise. One is that you lose adrenal function, begins to decrease, and that because your body's trying to handle all that stress. And with the B5 deficiency, they have linked that to causing a symptom like plantar fasciitis. And I always tell people a couple things. One is a lot of times you're not absorbing calcium very well, and vitamin D plays a big role in that. So getting a blood test for vitamin D is a good thing to do. You've probably got low vitamin D levels is one. Now, the other is a low B vitamin, and vitamin B5. And so by using vitamin B5 and plantar fasciitis, they found, there's been some research saying that there's actually help with the deficiency with B5. So it can be very helpful in that kind of situation. So it might be something you want to look into. You can go to your local health food store, whatever you need to do, and talk to the guys there or gals, and they'll be able to help you. But B5 is always good for plantar fasciitis. Omega-3 fats like cod liver oil and vitamin D, all those play a big role. And at the end of the day, it is an itis, but it's really more of a deficiency. And that's what has been seen even more in the clinical side from that perspective. Now, sometimes, just so you know, it is just an inflamed fascia. That's true. But many times it's more of a deficiency than not. All right. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. We had an email come in. I'll read this to you. We had Harry in Dallas, Texas. He writes, I'm 62 years young and I have a problem with my legs swelling. I feel like I'm retaining fluid. What can cause this? Well, a lot can cause that. I don't know if you have a heart condition. You don't list that. But you might want to go to your physician, family doc, or internal medicine and talk to them. Just have them do some basic testing on you, and they make and shoot, you know, check and see if there's anything really going on. But the big issue with the retaining of the fluid, it can be the kidneys. It can also be the backup of pressure and fluid into the heart as well. And so that can cause, and a lot of times people have heart conditions, that can cause swelling in the ankles, what we call pinning edema, where you actually put a thumbprint down. You can do it yourself. Stick your thumb down in the lower part of your ankle. If it leaves a little imprint, that's what we call pitting edema, and that can definitely be a correlation with something going on cardiovascularly. So definitely something to go see your doctor and talk to them about with the swelling in the legs. So hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Two-thirds of all Americans plan to get the flu vaccine. Nearly about two-thirds of the U.S. adults plan to be vaccinated against the flu this season, while one in seven parents say they're likely to get their children immunized, according to the new survey. For the last several years, we've been seeing an upward trend of the flu vaccine, said Vanderbilt University infectious disease specialist William Schaffner. He at the news conference this past Wednesday, the influenza vaccine remains the best prevention for seasonal viral disease. Schaffner is president of the National Foundation of Infectious Disease. And last flu season, the CDC began recommending that all Americans 6 months old and older be vaccinated against the disease. The CDC says that 130 million Americans, that's about 43% of the population, were vaccinated. Our goal is to make annual vaccination a no-brainer for Americans across all age groups, Schaffner said. Now, vaccine manufacturer and healthcare providers are prepared to meet increased demand for the flu vaccine. Now, more doses will be available this season than ever before, they say. All 50 states now allow pharmacists to administer the flu vaccine. More than 85 million doses have already been distributed to doctors' offices, public health clinics, pharmacies, and retail stores. That's about half of the 170 million doses that will be available this season. CDC Director Thomas Frieden said at a news conference that last flu season, 18% of the adults who got vaccinated did so at a pharmacy, grocery store, or retail outlet, according to the CDC. Instead of lines for flu shots, not uncommon sight at stores for some reason as the no appointment necessary philosophy. So it really does kick in, and it adds a lot of value, they say, to put it in some of these extra places. So flu vaccine is your own personal choice. That's completely up to you. Does it have some benefits? It can. But remember, there's only certain strands that it can handle. But again, does it offer some protection? Yes. And, you know, the article is what it is. My stance on vaccines always is it's a personal choice for you and your family. Do your research so that you know the best option for you. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. The good news is if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out many times and get well, stay well, and live well. But the question is, are you willing to take responsibility for your health to apply some common sense health solutions to what you're going through in life? Know this. It is possible. And the one thing you don't ever want to lose is hope. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web, getwellradio.com. Hey, folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo.
Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Open 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web, getwellradio.com. You want to send me an email, I'll be glad to make it part of the show and do what we can to help you. Or if you want me to answer in private, we can do that as well too. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about you. This show is about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. Whatever you're struggling with, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, the list goes on and on, but just know this, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. So if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. My book is Empowering Your Health. That's what it's all about, empoweringyourhealth.com. You want to pick up a copy of that. And that's really what it is. It's about going from A to Z with your health and understanding that you don't have to be stuck, that you really can go to the next level with your health and with your life. Are you a big smoker? Well, the cigarette makers and the FDA now are clashing over new graphic ads. The cigarette makers clash with the regulators of the U.S. federal court over new graphic labels and advertising that are using pictures of rotting teeth and diseased lungs to warn consumers about the risk of smoking. I love it. So the tobacco industry asked Judge Richard Leon on Wednesday for a temporary injunction to block the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's requirement for the labels pending a final decision on whether the labels are constitutional. The Obama, constitutional, really? So the Obama administration argued, however, that the companies would not suffer irreparable harm
without a preliminary injunction. So the labels are part of a 2009 law passed by Congress that requires color warnings on cigarette packages and on printed advertising, which already carry text warnings from the U.S. Surgeon General. Nobody pays attention to that anyway. So the industry says that the new graphic warnings due to and are going to effect, actually, on September 2012, force them to engage in this type of advertising that should be something that they will agree on. So basically, so the government can tell people how to live, they're saying. Floyd Abrams, a prominent First Amendment specialist, also representing the tobacco industry, but they can't force people who sell tobacco to buy their mouthpieces. So bottom line is, they're just, everybody's in a big uproar about it. And obviously the advertising can hurt. I mean, do you want to see rotten teeth with a cigarette in it, or do you want to see some, you know, picture some young teenager that looks cool smoking a cigarette? It all sends a message. And no wonder they're frustrated. They've been doing the Marlboro Man for the last, 75 years, whatever it's been. You know, it's cool to smoke, they say. And that's what all the advertising, they want to keep people doing that. But, I mean, it's come to a point where it's like we all know what tobacco does to the body. So I'm glad they're actually putting the ads out with rotten teeth. I mean, that is just crazy. Any doctor, first thing they're going to tell you is you can get somebody to quit smoking, you're going to transform 50% of the symptoms that they're dealing with. The same thing with weight loss. So it really doesn't take to get well. It doesn't take a lot of rocket science. A lot of it really is common sense. And on this show, that's what we want to do, is we want to show you the common sense of what it takes to really get well, stay well, and live well, because you can. You don't have to be stuck. You just have to make better decisions. That's what it comes down to, making the right decisions so you can go from the next level in your health. Next level health, that is what it's all about. 888-283-7272. Lines are open if you want to give me a call. Now we're going to go to Catherine. Hi, Catherine. Welcome, darling.
Hi, how are you?
Living well, sweetheart. What can I do?
Okay. I'm concerned about an expanded GI panel, some results on this test. The first one that I had showed a lot of yeast. It said yeast many and plus 4 geotrichum candidum.
Okay.
And the tests, the results that I got just last week, no yeast isolated, but now some other problems have showed up, and I'm concerned about them, and I don't know what to do about it. One of them is pathogens / bacterial overgrowth detected, and the other one is toxoplasma positive,
okay.
And the other one is Trichinella spiralis.
Okay, so with all of this, let me just stop you right there. With all of this, what is your main concern? I understand that you've got some issues that are out of balance in the expanded GI panel that you're concerned about, but what is your main concern?
Are these parasites, this Trichinella spiralis and the toxoplasma? My doctor said I can give you a prescription to take care of this, and she said it's not, she acted like it wasn't a big problem, but she said if I give you a prescription, it's going to make the yeast come back. And I don't want the yeast come back, but I don't want any parasites either, if that's what this is. So I don't know what to do. Is there, can I use wormwood or something to get rid of this, or is this, should I take the prescription from the doctor?
Well, I mean, that's something that you're going to have to make a decision on. I mean, I'm not going to tell you which one you should do. But, I mean, if you found all of those in the study that they did, and she has a prescription that will knock it out, which I know what she's going to, I know what they're going to give you, but at the end of the day, you can do wormwood and black walnut and all that sort of thing, but if you've got all this going on, it would seem to me that you might, it's going to come down to whether you want to do it naturally or with medicine, because they're both going to work. Now, the medicine's going to have side effects a little bit, but not that bad. I mean, really not that big of a deal. And with the yeast itself, one of the best ways to get rid of yeast, you know, you can use the medications, and they will work. You know, diflucan, nystatin, they can both work. So, I mean, it's pretty much the same medication, but you know, at the same end of the day, when you're dealing with yeast, you want to make sure that you're doing everything you can to keep a good gut flora. Good gut flora is important. Probiotics are always important. And cutting out the foods that can really cause a major issue, such as staying away from the grains, staying away from sugar, staying away from foods such as that can flare up and increase yeast within the digestive tract. So you have to be careful with all that. So, I mean, it comes down to what you want to do. I mean, I can't tell you what, you know, if it were me, it just depends. It depends on the level, depends on how you feel, depends on the symptoms, you know, that sort of thing. If it's mild, you know, a lot of times the natural stuff can really kick it out and kick it out very well. If it's pretty moderate to severe and you've got a lot of symptoms, okay, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. You can send me an email, getwellradio.com. Let's go to Mike right now. Hi, Mike. Oh, we lost Mike. Let's go to Don. Hi, Don.
Hey, good evening. This is Don.
How can I help, Don?
Okay, what I was calling about, I was watching a health show. I think it was an endocrinologist. He was talking about men, older men, probably 55 and older, measuring their testosterone level and then giving small doses, not anything large, but trying to get their testosterone level back to where it was when they were probably in their 30s. He was saying that's when your testosterone peaks and then slowly goes off. And the symptoms he was addressing with that is, of course, maybe slowing down aging a little bit, but mainly gathering more energy and helping a lot of other part of the aging process. And I was just curious what you thought of that.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen that model. I've seen how they've been doing that. But I'm still a big fan of using everything you can in your own body to get it functioning or get your own testosterone levels up. And you can do that with certain herbal combinations. You can do that with exercise and your diet by getting about 30% of your diet, 25 to 30% of your overall diet in good healthy fats. That's going to keep your testosterone levels at a real strong level. So anytime you put exogenous testosterone in the body, you're going to cause negative feedback. Negative feedback is where your own testosterone levels will tend to go lower because they're not getting what they were getting, you know, or they're getting something from the outside, so it's almost making your body chill out and not work as hard. And the idea is to get your body to work harder, you know, so it's not so lazy. So your body can start producing testosterone at a better level, at a higher peak level. And that's really what you want to accomplish. So is this something you've done or just something you're researching?
It's just really something I'm interested in. You know, I feel as I'm aging, of course, I don't have the energy that I had before. And I would like to look at natural sources like herbal things, but I don't know of any.
Okay. When you say, so your energy levels and all that have shifted, have you changed anything radically in your lifestyle, like your diet and all that, or you're just now looking into it?
Just now looking into it. I haven't changed anything radically. I think I eat fairly healthy as is. My weight's where it needs to be. I still exercise and play sports, but it's, you know, it's just still I don't have the energy level that I used to have.
Yeah, I got you. What is your age?
50.
Have you had your testosterone level checked?
I have not. I have not had it checked to see if I just saw this show and that just kind of piqued my interest.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, my thoughts are this. First things first, if you want to look at getting your testosterone levels up, a couple of things. L-arginine, L-citrulline, both of those are known to be very helpful. Maca root is really good. Tribulus terrestris, that's a really good herbal formula. Keeping your zinc levels up is very important. Zinc is a critical mineral for testosterone production. And exercising about 20 to 30 minutes a day, about 4 days a week of high-intensity weightlifting has been proven to keep your testosterone levels up. And about 25 to 30% of fats in your diet is key as well. So that's a good roundabout. I'm not a big fan, again, of putting the testosterone in. Even at 50, you're still really young. You know, get a blood test done and have them check out your actual levels. So that's something else to think about as well. My book is called Empowering Your Health, and I talk a lot about that in there. It might be a great resource for you, okay? Thanks so much for the call. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, lower high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?
That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. And it is your greatest wealth. No matter what anyone tells you, it was given to you for free, you know, most of us anyway, when we were born. And we spent all of our life working so hard to take care and build wealth and get a home, cars, take care of our kids and all that. And financially, it's very important. Absolutely. We can't lose our health in the middle of it. Our health was given to us for free, and all we have to do is take care of it, making better choices every single day. That's all we have to do, is to make good choices. So the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health that you're going to have tomorrow. And it's true, but are you willing to? Are you willing to make those choices? I hope you are, because so many times people are not. They just let it go. And their health goes. And then you're going to spend all your money in your latter part of your days trying to reclaim your health. And you don't need to do that. Hot flashes are linked to high cholesterol. This is really interesting. Several studies now have linked hot flashes to an increased risk for heart disease. And now new research suggests a link between these menopause symptoms and increased cholesterol. The study is being presented in Washington, D.C. this week at the 22nd annual meeting of the North American Menopause Society. That's interesting in itself. Kind of interesting just to hang out. The North American Menopause Society. Societies for everything. Researchers followed more than 3,000 women in their 40s and early 50s for 7 years as they transitioned through menopause. And after taking into account other heart disease risk factors, they found that hot flashes and, to a lesser extent, night sweats to be predictive of higher cholesterol. Now, more hot flashes the women had, the higher their LDL, which is the bad cholesterol, and HDL, good cholesterol. Since the raised LDL is a major risk factor for heart attack and stroke, while high HDL is associated with lower risk for those events, the meaning and the findings are somewhat murky, the researchers say. So I think hot flashes and night sweats tell us something about women's cardiovascular risk and health, but it's also likely that the message is quite complex. Study researcher Rebecca Thurston of the University of Pittsburgh, that's what she told WebMD in the article. And so hot flashes and high cholesterol go hand in hand. They're saying there is a strong correlation. But, you know, at the end of the day, cholesterol, if it's elevated, just because it might be 190 to 220 for your total number, that's not, it's outside of the normal range for standard of care. But technically for physiology of the body, it's not that big of a deal. So if you're predisposed to heart attacks or you've already had one, then that's a different story. But for the average bear, usually those cholesterol numbers are okay, and your body can function quite well. You always want to go with what your doctor says, obviously, but I'm just telling you what research says, especially in Europe. They've done some research on that as well. Because you need cholesterol for all your hormones in the body, and that's why they're linking some of the hot flashes, high cholesterol, and cardiovascular disease. Because you are going to have hot flashes a lot of times if cholesterol is off. And hormones are going to be off, too. And, of course, there is now correlation, I guess, with the different cardiovascular effects. So, interesting, to say the least. 888-283-7272. You can check us out online. Send me an email, getwellradio.com. Let's go to Richard now. Hi, Richard. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
Living well. What's going on?
Good. I just have a question. I just got involved with a doctor who is a chiropractor. And he talks all about maximized living.
Okay.
And I'm fairly young. I don't have too many health problems. My wife, her family history has to do with obesity, heart disease, diabetes, and I guess I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous about being on the radio.
That's okay. No, don't worry about it. It's okay.
But really, he just talks about, you know what I mean, not taking medication to cover up symptoms, and that he can cure most things by taking care of the spinal cord. Are you familiar with maximized living? I know it's kind of a...
I am.
Okay. Well, I'm just calling to kind of see what your opinion is on those things. You know what I mean? Because you go to see him, and it's kind of like a pressured sale, but he does have really dramatic results with a lot of people. And
Have you talked to those people where they've had dramatic results?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, people that had diabetes, and then after he worked with them for so long, they don't have to take insulin anymore, or people that were on depression medication, and then, you know, he corrected their spinal cord, and so then, you know what I mean, their organs and their brains started working better, or for lack of better terms, they didn't need to take those.
So do you have any health challenges? Is that why you're going? Do you have back pain, neck pain? Do you have any type of those? Do you have any type of structural issue that led you to go there?
Well, I do have back problems. I was in a car accident about 10 years ago, and I do get lower back pain. I probably didn't go to see my chiropractor for as long as I should have after my accident.
Right.
And so it's intermittent. It comes and goes. And my wife went, too. And he says, you know, he talks about your spinal cord and your neck should be at a, like a 43.
Yeah, there should be a curve to it. It should have a nice cervical curve. Here's the deal. When it comes to the spine plays a role in the body, but it's not everything. You've got three sides, the mental side, the chemical side of the body, which is all the body chemistry with nutrition and everything else, and then the structural side, the bones, the muscles, and the nerves. Is the spine important to the body? Yes. Will it change everything? Will moving a bone in the spine and allowing a nerve to function better cure diabetes? That's a strong, strong statement. There's way too much physiology going in the body for that one statement. I'd be a little bit leery when it comes to just working with disease in the spine, but back pain, neck pain, headaches and all that, that's very important. But can it play a factor? Yes, it can be a factor, but it's not everything. It's about 10 to 20, maybe 30% of the total equation. Keep doing some research on that and let me know.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.